For those of us who've decided to reform, to remake our debtor ways with personal finance, here's some advice from Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she spoke with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Michelle, you've heard from a lot of people who are vowing to become more responsible with their finances. What are some of the things they want to do?
I think the number one thing they want to do is basically become better money managers. And the second top thing they want to do for 2004 is reduce their debt, mostly credit card debt.
Okay, so then what advice do you have for them?
The first thing is don't beat yourself up. If you haven't managed your money well up to this point, you didn't manage it well, so don't worry about that. Every day is a new day to get that money straight. And second, commit to a plan. That means sitting down and figuring out what exactly you want to do in terms of being a better money manager. Do you want to balance your checkbook? Do you want to pay the bills on time? You know, how are you going to reduce those credit card debts? Do you have to get another job? Do you have to cut your expenses? So just saying you want to be a better manager is not going to get you there. You really have to come up with a plan.
You know, one way a lot of people are irresponsible is failing to fill out expense paperwork in order to get their expenses reimbursed by their employer. Why is that so hard to do? And what can people do to make themselves keep up with their reimbursable work expenses? Because a lot of people are owed money by their employers. And it's just very hard to make yourself do this.
Let me let you on a little secret. Can I tell a bad thing about me? I just hate filling out expense report forms. I just put receipts in my purse. But listen, when you're not getting your money back, you're not putting it to use, and you're losing money. So I've made a vow this year, 2004, to file my expenses on time. Just think about all the money that you're losing. Say if you decide that you're not going to file any expense reports until the end of the year and you have about $1,200 in expenses. If you invested that money at $100 a month at 2%, now that's a low rate. At 5 years, at the end of that 5 years, you'd have an extra $126. Now you might say, that's not a lot of money. But if someone walked up to you in the street and said, I have $126 for you.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
You would not. You would what? Stick your hand out and say, give me that $126. So you always have to think about when you're not getting your money back, you're losing money. You're losing the use of that money.
Yeah, that's kind of like paying to go to work. And I should know because I have reimbursable expenses that are actually piled on the base of my computer right now.
So
I need to do something about that. Okay, so we'll be better about filing our reimbursable expenses. What else can we do to sort of bring our finances in line, some quick fixes or some things that are maybe not really painful to do that will encourage us to get better and better as we go along?
One thing is watch what you're spending. The quick way to do that is to stop charging. And that may mean, you know, finding something else to do on the weekend that's entertaining. We've used shopping as a form of entertaining, and that's cost us a lot of money. The other thing is, and people are going to surprise that I say this, don't become a money-saving martyr. People say, I'm going to save religiously. I'm going to save $100 a month. I'm going to save $500 a month. They can't reach that goal, so then they quit. So don't try to overdo it. Say, I'm going to save $20 a month. And if you save $30, you've surpassed your goal. So don't try to do too much too soon.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated The Color of Money column for The Washington Post and talks to us every Tuesday about money matters. Michelle, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.